air smells as it blew from some faraway meadow. Huh. They've been mowing hay somewhere on the slopes of the Andes. Mowers and mowers.
In 1808, a Japanese cartographer named Miyamiya Rinzo traveled to Sakhalin Island to map the land and document its inhabitants and natural features. In spirited ethnographic fashion, he became well known for his ability to assimilate into alien environments, often disguising himself as a beggar or journeyman.
Lulled by the coil of his crystalline streams, the side of Hadis eyes bright and gray, sails, old palaces and towers, the waves.
The ocean was agitated during earthquakes, producing waves of translation, often of great size and power. Every time the sky lit up, a tornado seemed to jump closer.
Those years, I think I spent more.
There was evidence of a thin atmosphere and even ice volcanoes on this strange world. Lakes of molten sulfur and vast fields of sulfur dioxide snow. Great sculpture reached out like invisible gravitational folds and changed the space around it.
Rinzo
struggled to make out beyond plants the first stumbling steps of the invisible in the mud. We are informed that fireflies placed inside a glass or transparent tube are used as lamps. He was unafraid and eating a mushroom when he lifted his gaze to the tower and fortress that loomed before him. Shining on the rainbow skirt palace.
Oceans away from that young wife that I wedded.
The castle kept changing colors as it spun around to investigate its new foe. It was smooth, grayish, and partly membranous with a prominent vascular pattern. Present the torturers, the martyrs, and the beasts all together, all at the same time. Terrors enough to have daunted the stoutest hearts that ever were placed in cases of flesh and blood. Drawn by admiration and wonder, he approached the building. The gates were open, but he stopped short of entering them and began to sob.
Open them, and the gates of righteousness that shall enter through them. I shall give thanks to the Lord. Through long years I have not ceased to experiment, neither have I spared any labor of mine. I am a surgeon of old authors and heal the wounds of dust and ignorance. I demand that you open the gates at once.
The gates were open, he did not enter. Picture him raving wildly at the wall as he writes his questions to heaven.
Everything the Force has made her do in my heart.
My father's tomb is still lost, learning, slipped down out of the minds of men.
Your hand. Do you first decide to decide? You don't do.
This broken. After a while, you will distinguish between what is happening and what seems to be happening.
If you
today.
Don't know how you do it, is it voluntary or involuntary? Let's consider breathing.
Do I not deserve to accomplish some great purpose? The little man has less than half himself from comfort.
So deprecate.
In brief, he is told he is like anyone else, and that he isn't. On the other hand, most evidence suggests a very different conclusion. Loss is the loss, thou knowest it. The past is past. If you do not open to me, I will kill myself before this door.
But man has given a false importance to death. Every animal, plant or man that dies, adds to nature's compost heap, becomes the manure without which nothing could grow, nothing could be created. Death is simply part of the process. Every death, even the cruelest death, drowns in the total indifference of nature. Nature would watch, unmoved, if we destroyed the entire human race.
Castle kept turning around to look and look again. Now heat poured out on a terrifying scale. Suddenly the castle wall became a prison wall, as if its stomach had come out of its body and digested Rinzo before going back in.
Wild spirits which are moving everywhere, destroyer and preserver.
Roles and meanings became dislodged from those of society's unconfined counterpart. Pushing and pulling on the rock, he yelled, "Help me! Let me out!"
I hate nature.
This passionless spectator, this unbreakable iceberg face that can bear everything. This grows us. The
mythic land contrasted to the inescapable empire within which he remains. His reign or his captivity, which you please. Time after time, birds were heard. But before one got within range, the calling would cease, and no amount of watching would locate them. Although they have never been printed in any atlas or map collection. His tapestries ought to be considered as maps based on first-hand observation. He saw fantastically sculpted limestone caves and stalactites, a stupendous waterfall, volcanic springs of boiling mud and sulfurous blowholes. The territory no longer precedes the map, or survives it.
I've never told anybody about this experience.
This is a way of realization. Try and imagine what it will be like to go to sleep and never wake up.
Too ashamed.
Think about it. Children, for example. It's one of the great wonders of life. What will it be like to go to sleep and never wake up?
You know, I sincerely believe that if I can just get to that mountain and find a way, and there is a way to destroy every last one of those cavernous.
The next question to you, what was it like to wake up after having never gone to sleep? That was when you were born.
Pirates were about plundering and killing at sea.
So he lost the first arm, and then the second arm. And he watched what they did.
My Mio Rinzo is still standing at the gate.
Everyone would understand. And when he lost the first leg, and then the second leg, he still knew it. And in the end, he hung there, a bloody torso, the modern head, just grown, and staring at the crucifix, which the father, Professor, held up.
Oh, Gallic, it doesn't make any difference. You are all of them. You are all of them.
It was a festival. Which today's festivals can't compete. Even our Inquisition has no meaning nowadays. Now it is all a profession. We condemn death out of emotion. And there's no singular, personal death to be had. Only an anonymous cheapened death that we could dole out to entire nations on a mathematical basis. Until the time comes for all life. Be extinguished.